Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
For you tonight, and I do mean exciting. Now, how do you spell that? C-C-A-T-T. I know it starts at E-X. Give me a break. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care if you're in Japan, Hong Kong, Peking, Russia, Germany, Spain, Africa. You could get me on air. And we've been doing it for 9 years. Man, I feel like Moses in the Hebrew nation. God, when you gonna free us? I've been on the chain gang. Nah, yeah. Done. Keep going. You got 9 more. That's sad. Man, God be trickling. Hey, I'm going to church Sunday. Well, not church, but mass. And I'm going to 8 o'clock mass. Can't make the 7. I still be asleep. We got a great show for you tonight. Our subject matter is, do we honor those from the past. You know, take a look at how limited the honor of those from the past is taught to the young. It's almost like we throw it away, like it never existed. And all those people before us that did so much that we could drink on a water fountain did a lot. And now they're telling us we can't even give you some water in a boating line. What kind of unka aka is that? That's rough. We're going to get ready to start the show. And again, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you can listen to the show. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button. My board is starting to light up with blue lights. That means people are listening in. They're joining in. And I got to send a special shout-out to my friend, G to the G. And she's a minister. She has her own show on Sundays. And she always calling me, "Dad, you going to listen so you can save your soul?" I say, "Yeah, I'm going to listen." And then my fingers catch on fire. All right, let's get the show started. We got some bad tracks for you tonight. Hey, and we got two tracks by Marvin Gaye's daughter, Nora Gaye. And she's even been in the movies, The Matrix, Reloaded. She's a bad sister too, man. And she can sing, and she can act. She's also been in a movie called The Crash, and a couple other things. So it shows you, do we honor those from the past? She's honoring her father. So you got to get with it. Let's get the track started. It is 7:07, and we're going to start with Angie Stone. "I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't like you, Don, because you just no good." Thank you. that's a bad track name, but it kind of sounds like Backstabbers, if you ask me. So I'm sure she got, you know, she got the permission. I'm pretty sure Angie did it. I hope so. Because when Pharrell and the other guy took a track from Marvin Gaye, his daughter got on it. I think she got 1.2 million. Said, don't be using my daddy's song. Woo, that's deep. But you know what? My producer is laughing. He got a sign up saying, why do you use high-pitched voices for women? He said, they don't sound like that. Hey, mind your own business. I'm the one doing this show. Oh, man. We got some hot tracks for you tonight. I kid you not, man. We're going to knock it out of the park. And on my Facebook, you could see the clip from The Matrix Reloaded with Nora Gay. I mean, is she cutting up in that movie, man? She's protecting her mind. So that's a good thing, man. You know, we got so many good tracks tonight. Tonight, since we're talking about the past, we're going to honor a young lady who cut the charts, cut the food. I got to watch that. Out of the charts. Her name is Ruby Nash, and she sang with a group called Ruby and the Romantics. And I'm sure y'all mamas and daddies played some of their records, some of their tracks, because they had some pretty good stuff. And Ruby Nash was cutting, man. 1964, 63, 66, 67, I think in 2002, I think even 2020. Man, I got to check that out. But before we get to that, we want to encourage everybody, if you have a thought, you have a dream, you have a desire, you have a purpose, just keep going. No matter what people say, no matter what people think, you made the decision. So because of that, we're going to play Mary J., Family Affair, and The Haters. Because they will hate. But don't worry about it. Because you got beat them. Because you got strength. What are you trying to sound like? Darth Vader?
Let's get it percolating while you're waiting. So just dance for me.
as we go on to the side. Here come Don with Glitter Donna S. Dun 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 dun. Oh, man. Dog, you're kind of crazy. Hey, but we're going to be talking tonight about, do we honor those from the past? You know, sometimes the past is worth fighting for. No, the past is worth fighting for when it brings so much joy and respect and honor. We're going to be talking about that tonight, because a lot of times we seem to forget that somebody long before you, long before you, some of y'all mamas and daddies, uncles and aunts, had to stand. And sometimes they didn't make it, but they said maybe 100 years from now, somebody will remember the sacrifice they made. You know, that's so important. So we're going to talk about that tonight on the Don S. McClure Show. We got a track by Maxwell. It's called This Woman's Work. And I guess he's saying a woman's work is never done or something. I'm going to have to look up the words, because it's, you know, I like Maxwell. Hey, did you know I used to sing like him? For real, now, I kid y'all not, in my little group. I go, yeah, da-da-da. Let me play this track by Maxwell.
Can't stop me.
I told you, man. Mexican cup. Now, I got to tell you a little story. When I was in junior high, middle school, I walked this girl home. And then I said, let me sing this song for you. And her father used to stand in the window that could open. And I was down there singing Maxwell. Her father said, who is that cat now? Did you step on his toes though? And tell that little boy go home. And he can't sing. Okay, all right. I know that was corny. But man, I was cutting. I don't care what y'all say. And to back Maxwell up, I'm going to play Kim. Man, them ladies be going crazy. Maxwell, Kim, Maxwell, Luther, somebody. they be going crazy. My headset just fell off. My producer just shaking his head like, dog, calm down. So I'm going to play Kim, Share My Life. And again, special shout out to G2G that has a show on Sunday. And the number to dial is 516-387-1471. And she's got a show called Love Gospel Hour. And I want to send a shout out to Hazelcrest, to the K to the K. And just, you know what? I want y'all to sit back and enjoy Kim, because he's pretty good. And a shout out to Atlanta. So I got to get that in. So I'm going to go eat some more watermelon and cry on my computer while Kim plays. And I'll be right back.
Sat down one day and I this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl, you can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
Me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all
baby.
I want.
Baby, you're everything I need. Yeah,
share
I really mean
life.
It, babe.
Share.
Hey,
my
girl,
life.
I'll give you what you want, babe.
Share.
Baby,
life.
Hey, if you want it, you can have it.
Share my life. I saw the video, man, and Kim was cutting. Man, Kim, when they go to this concert, man, the ladies be crazy. Kim. I want to send a shout out to Grenada, Mississippi, for listening in while they're visiting family. I hope they're enjoying the Don S. McClure Show. And be safe in your travels. Because that's, you got to stay safe. You just got to. That is, that's important. It really is. Hey, we got a great show for you. We're going to take a quick break. But when I come back, we've got more on the Don S. McClure Show. And we're going to play the new theme song from our classical show on Sunday. That's coming up next. So let me get this in. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And yes, I'm back. I'm back on air. You know, sometimes. Oh, thank you. I was telling my producer during the break, I said, you know, I am really good. And he said, you just can't wait for somebody else to tell you, can you? And I said, no. You know, and when I was growing up, my mother would bake these fabulous, fabulous sugar cookies and butter cookies, right? And she had this glass container. It was kind of like a cake plate. And she put the cookies in there all arranged so the family could enjoy them. And she'd say, now, Don, don't you go into that cookie thing and get them cookies. They're hot, and I just baked them, and you got to wait till somebody else can also get some. And I had that look in my eye. So when she walked into the other room, I'd sneak in there. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. And I'd open that cake plate up, and I'd get that cookie, and then I'd get another cookie, and I'd get another cookie. And I had cookies all over my mouth. And my mother come back and say, Don. I said, and I start choking. She said, sir, you're right. Stay out there cooking. You need to get a whooping. Oh, man. Anyway, we got some good music for you. Like I said, we're going to jump to the new theme song because we got all that jazz for the jazz show on Wednesday. We've got my theme song for my Friday show. We got my sister's theme song for her show. And I just produced and sent it over to my narrators, the new song for Sunday. So we haven't, you know, she hasn't recorded the words, but she's going to. And it is so beautiful. So on Sundays, when she gets it back, that would be the first track to play on my classical music show. So let me run over to the other board. I'm going to zoom over there. Zoom! And play the track. To be good, and just send it off to her so she can do another great job. In 10 more minutes, we're going to get to our subject matter. Do we honor those from the past? But in the meantime and in between time, we're going to play Angie Stone, Life Story. How about that? Oh, man, because, yeah, I got a life story to tell you. I got a story. And then after that, we're going to play two tracks by Nora Gay, Marvin Gaye's daughter, back to back. How about that? I feel like I'm on the Matrix. Do you want the red pill or the blue? And whichever pill you take, that's the final decision. I'm going to watch that tonight, the Matrix. I feel like I'm the Matrix.
Every little thing, and I'm looking back.
is Angie Stone. Hey, we're going to jump to the track called Overjoyed by Nona, N-O-N-A, Gaye, G-A-Y-E. She is the daughter of Marvin Gaye. So let's give her a listen. And don't forget, check out The Matrix Reloaded. And she's got a major role in there now. So that's pretty good. that was Things That We Do For Love, Nona Gay, daughter of Marvin Gaye. And that was deep, man. That was deep. And we got another one we're going to play for her called Overjoy, Nona Gay. So check it out on YouTube. We're going to get to our subject matter on the Don S. McClure Show. It is that time, 7:50. Do we honor those from the past? Sometimes the past is worth fighting for. No, the past is worth fighting for when it brings so much joy, respect, and honor. See, you got to know when in the past to fight for it. But when it brings joy, respect, and honor, created by those who had a vision, a relentless dream that could not rest inside of them, I believe that inside their destiny, they were told or shown that someday their life story would be told and remembered. You know, a lot of times they're thinking in the future that what they're doing now is going to be so important. Let's say like Black Lives Matter. In the future, people are going to be talking about how this group just was relentless in getting change for Black people. I believe that inside their destiny, they were told or shown that someday their life story would be told. It's going to be told in books, music, films, and sometimes just by word of mouth. While you're sitting around with other family members, they're going to bring up Uncle Billy, Uncle Jamal, Auntie so-and-so, your cousins, and the great people that left something valuable in life. These individuals brought to life the true meaning of what it means to dream, to dare the world, to see things through their eyes within their lifetime. And in many cases, it's going to take hundreds of years after they have left the world. We think of these individuals in the image of bigger than life, in a image bigger than life, a family member who encouraged you, many of the teachers who wanted only the best for a student, and sometimes two parents who loved the son or daughter they created. And yes, even the single mom made an impact on someone's life. There are those names we find in history through events and research who deserve to have their deeds mentioned, if not on a live stage or in a film or even in a book. But their life touched others in some form. And when you think about that, the universities you attend were once so small, they might have had maybe 25 students, maybe 100. And now you see the governor's university in Virginia filled with foreign students from a lady named Maggie Lena Walker, who became the first female bank president in the United States in 1904. survived a stock crash. There were others that we will find in history, but also, whenever we have that family gathering, that get together with friends and cousins and nieces, you will talk about those individuals that did something in the family life that should be remembered and honored, which is why we're playing. Because she opened the door for a lot of singers. So let's get to it. We got more great music to play. We're going to grab this track by Michael Bublé. And yeah, I like him. And he's saying, he was talking to me last week. He said, "Don, man, I've been trying to meet a girl so I could date, but I just haven't met her yet." I said, "Well, go to the grocery store and stand in the tomato line and maybe pick out an old rotten tomato and throw it at somebody. And you might find the right girl, because she'll be mad as H at you." Okay, all right. That was corny.
Lots of pride, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn up. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say, oh, it's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll get it, fight it. We'll be united. Amazing. And dealing your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Than I get, than I get. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you can to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can to give so much more than I get.
I told you, in the tomato line, you throw that tomato at her, she'll be mad, but you'll meet her. She might slap you. All right, we're going to play Hey There Lonely Boy, Ruby and the Romantics, and I guess after Michael, Ruby said, hey there lonely boy, let me make your lonely heart like new. Oh, man.
Your heart, you seem so long. Each time you pass my way, oh, how I long to take your hand and say, don't cry, I'll kiss your tears away. Hey there, lonely boy,
lonely boy,
lonely boy,
lonely boy.
Let me make your broken heart.
They say that was one of the best voices in 1964 and 63 and 66. And she was cutting, man. That's just deep. You know, you go 66, 76, 86, 96, 2006, 40 years, 2016. Oh, my God. That's a lot of years. And Ruby was cutting. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Carl Thomas from Chicago. It's called My Valentine. And I'm telling you, I love the orchestration in this track. They cut it. So I got to get ready because I'm going to cut it. I'm going to sing right along with them. So I'm going to keep my mic open and you're going to hear me do. I'm going to knock Carl out. I'm going to knock him out. And then you're going to hear me. There goes Carl.
Yeah. 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 Oh.
I leave. Girl, if I could, don't you know I would take the pain away from my Valentine. Would you tell me why? Oh, why you never smile? Oh, what can I do to get through to you? Oh, 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 yeah.
I'd do anything just to see you smile.
I know obsession is a sin, but I feel you underneath my skin. Are you the prize that I never win? Because you haunt me like a thousand violins. But I won't give up, no, 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 until I earn your trust. 'Cause you're a part of me, and it's my destiny to fly away with my
Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos, más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back. And you know, I'm just thinking, right? Now this is a true story. Dorothy went and got the book. Romantic Images of You. And man, that's a bad book. And she's like, Dad, I read that book. I can't put it down. It's so good. Oh, David and Tiana. Oh my God. Now I'm going to get the next one and the next one. And I said, hey, that is a good book. And show me. She was reading it. She went back to the gas station scene. Now that gas station scene, that's a bad mama jamma. Oh man, that's where they first meet, David and Tiana. And man, I took the kitchen sink, the slaves, my grandma, everything I could think of, I put it into that book. And that book, I love that book. So man, I held on to the phone after she hung up for 5 hours. I say, man, I can't let the phone go. Because she said she liked that book. I said, man, see, that's when you feel really, really great. When somebody say, man, I read this, I read that, I'm on this page. And get that book, man, Romantic Images of You. It's where David and Tiana Stewart first meet and falls in love. So that's a good book. Man, it's 8:12. Let me quit fooling around. I got more good music to play on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. So after Kim and all them then saying how much they love you, after 7 say, do me right, I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. You told me. I tried to give you the sun. You said it's too bright. You said I tried to be your friend. You said go down the road. Oh.
Thank you. The release of this new book was created by author Janice R. Childs from Chicago. A young woman striving to make a name for herself in a crowded field has been an amazing journey. As a self-determined individual, her efforts have paid off with the publishing of her first book, A Songbird Story, where the reader gains a first-hand look at a singer's intense battle for her soul. This story brings you to what some consider as close as it gets to the real life of a woman who is determined to become one of the most influential singers in the music industry. Yes, many writers have played with the idea of the same old desire and the rise and fall of many, where sex and drugs play an explicit role in almost every entertainer's journey. A Songbird Story is more than a mere glance into a tortured soul. It is a book you will find interesting and well worth the read. You can purchase this story by Chicago author Janice R. Childs at www.dsmpublications.net.
And we're back, and we're going to play the next track by Nona Gay, the daughter of Marvin Gaye. You heard us play Things That We Do for Love. This one is called Overjoy. So let's give a listen to the great daughter of Marvin Gaye. I started to say Nona Gaye. She's on our show tonight. Do we honor those from the past? And we're back, and we're going to play the track by Ruby and the Romantics, one of her most popular tracks, since she's our featured artist for the night. Ruby and the Romantics, Our Day Will Come.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy, falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know.
Young to know.
Drop my phone on the floor. Oh, man. Nah. Anyway, you know what? I wasn't going to play this track till later, but I got to thinking, you know how love is different when you're really young? Man, you just can't get enough of each other. Then when you get old and crusty, you forget how to be young and you start acting like, you're like 99.99. So anyway, I'm going to play this track. It's like a vitamin pill. So maybe you can get the hot-blooded romance back. Because when you're young and in love, it's just thrilling. Really thrilling. By Ruby and the Romantics.
Young and in love.
In the air, there's magic everywhere. When you're young and in love,
oh,
the moon at night seems to shine twice as bright. When you're young and in love, each night seems like the 4th of July, when stars spangle the sky. Dreams can come true if you believe they do. When you're young and in love, find there's no mountain you
of I'm Not Your Superwoman. I bought that orange juice. You say you don't want it. You say it's sour. I said, you ought to bring you the newspaper, something to eat. You say, no, I ate already at Wendy's. Then you say, I don't think we the same. It's something wrong. He say, look, I had a hard day, and I don't even like orange juice. And first of all, I don't like eggs. So when I fixed you an egg, I ran home. I don't like eggs. I don't like orange juice. So ain't nothing wrong. Oh, man. I would get drunk. That was Heather Hadley on Juicy Soul. Anyway, it could have been sour. Y'all always making something out of nothing. I'm going to play this track time after time. Ruby and the Romantics, our featured artist for the night. And this girl could really cut. So let me play this. Man, we only got 23 more minutes before the show is all up. I just hit the wrong button, too. I was playing Heather Hadley again. Get it together.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loved. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. Kept my love so young, so
after time. You know, she was just so lucky to be loving him. And you know, when my friend came by, he came by about 3 weeks ago. He said, "Don, man, can you play Superwoman?" He said, "Man, I tried to tell her I don't even like eggs." And she said, "That's because it's somebody else fixing your eggs." He said, "And it ain't. I just don't like eggs." And then one day she bought this spoiled orange juice, and she swore, "I bet you was drinking orange juice somewhere else." He said, "I don't even like orange juice. I'm allergic to orange juice." I said, "I don't know, man." I said, "Just try to hang with it." I will play this track by Tracy Spencer. It's called Tender Kisses. And she sent me a text. "You know that orange juice ain't sour." I don't know.
I'm so
Today, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
On the other line, and he was calling. He said, "Hey, little brother, how you doing?" I said, "I'm doing fine." And I let him talk a little more. And then I said, "You know I'm on air, right?" He said, "Oh, okay." He said, "So I'm on air." I said, "Yeah." So anyway, it's always good to hear from him. That's my older brother. So do we honor those from the past? You know, and our mother and father and uncles and older brothers and sisters. You know, we got to honor them. So we're going to go over that one more time. We got 13 minutes. Do we honor those from the past? Take a look at how limited the honor of those from the past is taught to the young people. Sometimes the past is worth fighting for. Really. The past is worth fighting for when it brings so much joy, respect, and honor for parents, godparents, step-parents, whatever they are. It's an honor that they care about you. Created by those who had a vision. They had a relentless dream that could not rest inside of them. It just couldn't. I believe that inside their destiny, they were told or shown that someday their life story would be told. And remember, sometimes in books, sometimes through music, sometimes in films, and sometimes just by word of mouth. These individuals brought to life the true meaning of what it means to dream, to dare the world, to see things through their eyes. Within their lifetime, and in many cases, maybe in 100 years after they have left the world. Like we talk about Lincoln, we talk about Arthur Michaud, men who left their mark. We think of these individuals in the image of bigger than life. And sometimes that bigger than life image is a family member who encouraged many. A teacher who wanted only the best for the students that she loved. And sometimes two parents who gave up everything and loved their son and daughter. They created that life that they believed would go on. And yes, even that single mom that people talk about a lot. She's a single mom, but she made an impact on someone's life. There are those names we find in history through events and research. who deserve to have their deeds, their great deeds mentioned, and the small deeds, if not on a live stage in front of thousands, but surely in some film of life, as others see it. The big picture is what we call it. It's about honor. We got 10 more minutes to go. We're going to play this track by Ruby and the Romantics. It's called P.S. I Love You. Oh, it's so sweet. So let me play that.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9.
P.S. I love you.
Yesterday we had some rain. Dusty on the train.
P.S. I love you.
Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table.
Play What's It to You, the soundtrack that represents Janice R. Child's new book. This is a bad cut here. I think I'm going to use this in one of my movies or plays or something.
What's it to you? You seem surprised to find me here, out with some guy. You said we were through. Baby, what's it to you? What's it to you? Why so concerned? Isn't that rare?
right up till now, you didn't care. Some people do. Baby, what's it to you? You said the world was calling and tossed me over the side. What did you care that I was falling? What did you know of how hard I cried? Look at you now, cold and alone. You're asking me to come running home. Well, I've got things to do. Tell me, what's it to you?
In the river. Mama said, Dot, don't push them in the river. Okay, can I push them in the dirt? No. Can I push them? No, don't push nobody. Be nice. Okay, Ma. I'm going to push them anyway. Last track, and I got to go get some ice cream. Yes, I love ice cream. I don't care what anybody says. Haters, good night. But supporters and people that believe in me, thank you for being in my corner.
Get on up, 'cause you know we got to get it wrong.
in the spot tonight, and I'ma make you feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor. Situations at the door, so grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.